Welcome everyone to the 23rd ever offline TV podcast. Today, we're going to start things off with a little bit more serious of a topic, which is the whole movement happening in the Americas right now. Their upheaval, the reaction to the killing of George Floyd by the Minneapolis police. It's a bit of a sensitive one, but at the same time, it's such a big thing going on. I think we should touch about it a little bit. If stuff like this makes you uncomfortable, you can skip this podcast, or skip to a part where we stop talking. I don't know how long we're gonna talk about it for, but
I thought we were gonna jump into this topic like around the middle or like the end.
I want to talk about a serious topic. I thought it was gonna say some meme shit like Yvonne blowing up a Minecraft house.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should do it in the middle or at the end. But it's something we talked about internally, whether or not it's like we should maybe just, let's just talk about Minecraft. But at the same time, it feels like we should touch about it just as, people and as content creators. So yeah. How do you guys feel right now on Twitter and social media? You see a lot of people hashtagging Black Lives Matter because it's a movement. It's their, it's the hashtag people go to. But every time, if we tweet about it or we say, we donate something, there's always going to be a reply that says hashtag all lives matter.
I like there's so many analogies now, mm-hmm. right? So many, if someone says, well, happy Father's Day. You don't say happy All Parents Day or
what about Mother's Day?
Yeah. I think most people understand, it doesn't mean all lives don't matter. It's just we're focusing on Black Lives Matter. It just seems kind of tone deaf,
Yeah.
It's almost like in order for all lives to matter, Black lives must also matter.
Yeah. And I think saying that just dilutes the message, right?
Yep.
You're
just missing the point, really.
Yeah, there's been a lot of analogies. I've heard so much. It's like someone, we should save the pandas. It's like, wow, so you don't care about tigers and elephants? when Jesus said, blessed be the poor. It's like, oh, so not bless everyone, huh? I think there's some people who just don't understand why saying all lives matter is... Mm-hmm. insensitive at best, because the very basic idea is that yes, all lives matter, but when you say it in response to people saying Black Lives Matter, it's like you're trying to take away from the significance of that, right?
I feel like there was an interesting message or something I read online where it's like people wonder, would it happen different if the initial message was like Black Lives Matter too,
An extra letter with trends or hashtags, it's just gonna get cut off.
Yeah, I feel like the shorter the message on social media, the better. Like the shorter the hashtag, it feels more, impactful. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When thinking about this movement, I just think there's a lot of things that are just should be relative no-brainer. Like racism bad, Black Lives Matter. That's where everyone's aligned. It's okay, we shouldn't fucking kill people by stepping on them and choking them. Okay, that's all aligned, right? And then the other stuff, a lot of this I think has just been the explosion of quarantine. If quarantine wasn't here, people weren't pent up and really fucking frustrated, I feel like it wouldn't nearly have been as big of a movement, personally speaking. Because it was, it went ballistic, And even in for me, when I look at this movement, I'm just this is a historical movement for us. Yes. 2020 is going to be a year where you look back on, and there's some years in the history books that are one page. This is going to be a 20 page section in the history books. You have to remember 2020. It happened. We're only 6 months in.
It's a memorable year.
That's true. But not for great reasons, honestly. When I think of the BLM, it's always from perspective of I stream video games. I got famous because I'm a video game streamer. I was a professional player. I spent all my years playing video games. I got good at it. an event. People come to me to watch me stream video games. When people also come to me and they're like, what's your position on this? What's your position on that? Anytime any politics comes up to my chat, I always say, like, I don't really talk much about it. Not because I don't feel comfortable pushing my own agenda, which I don't. It's more like I'm not well-educated enough because, hey, I only play video games. I think of League of Legends, TFT 24/7. You're asking me to, like, what's your opinion on, like, the justice system? What do you think about the healthcare system? What do you think about this? What do you think about this movement? And so I remember a lot of the initial stuff was just like, why didn't you react faster, dude? What happened? It's like, well, shit, like, I don't want to be a person who reacts immediately and regrets it because they didn't do enough research.
Sorry, that's called reactive activism. I looked it up.
Yeah, a good example is just recently, the funniest thing is, like, everyone tried to do so much for Black Lives Matter. Like, everyone, like, did donations, signed a bunch of stuff, did pro. And there was this one Instagram movement on social media that you just blacked out your social media. Was it a Blackout Tuesday?
Yeah.
And they hashtag Black Lives Matter, and just it ended up being terrible because it took away all the information of the movement and what people needed to, like, look at, what research. So it was just like a really, like, a quick reaction to the problem that caused worse things. And I was thinking about doing it too. I remember Pokey first brought it to my attention, and I was like, oh shit, thank God I didn't do that, because it ended up being quite a disaster, honestly. It
ended up being counterproductive.
Yeah, it was better for me to just, like, not tweet, because I agreed with the original idea, like, don't drown out the important message during this movement. Just so I was like, okay, I just won't tweet. Then do what anyone else did, or, like, you know, post something on Instagram, because I felt like that was more impactful by not doing anything.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it where you said, you know, at the end of the day, we're just streamers and, like, we're video gamers. I'm sure when at the beginning of this podcast, people tuning in, they're like, why would we listen to you? You guys are, you know, just video gamers. You know, stay in your lane.
God, talk about, like, yeah, that annoys me so much when, you know, video gamers or introverts or whoever, right, who don't usually, I don't know why I said introverts, because I think most gamers are introverts, like, don't do this kind of stuff. But then when they say something about anything about politics or anything about Black Lives Matter or whatever, they get told to stay in your lane, don't talk about it, you have no, like, credentials, etc. Like actively discouraged from talking about it. And I'm just,
it's hard to do anything right in this situation.
I also think most of the time when viewers ask for your perspective, they want to hear their perspective coming out of the mouths of their favorite influencers. Because if you don't agree with what they already think that they want you to say, you know, you're going to get, you know, insulted or, like, arguing. You know, stuff like that, right?
What's your perspective? It's what's my perspective coming out of your mouth?
Oh, I get this every day in a different way. People come to my stream and they ask me, Skara, are you sick and tired of TFT? It's such a bad game. And that's such a loaded question. Because I know, I even respond, I'm like, anytime I get asked this question, it's only the person who asked that hates the game. And, like, they're just waiting for me to agree with them. Like, aha, I was right. It's like, no, bitch, you're wrong.
Most people, just want to hear their own opinions parroted back at them by the influencer. And it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
But, I wish it was just, like, a situation where people were really happy when people did things that aligned with them instead of trying to poke for more or trying to pressure people that haven't spoken out into speaking out. Or at least, like, if you are very curious about someone's stance, to ask nicely. I remember when it really became a trend online, I was kind of trying to take a step away from, like, Twitter and social media and stuff. And so coming back to it and kind of reading through everything, I saw so many people, and I don't know if this is out of quarantine boredom, but so many people were trying so hard to look for who hasn't said anything yet, instead of focusing on the good that had been done. And I totally understand the premise of, I think people are saying, like, being anti-racism, so being very outspoken about that sort of thing. And I agree with that concept. But I also think people were kind of taking it a bit far by, like, trying to cancel people that hadn't said anything, like, 48 hours into the movement.
I made a statement about that briefly because I don't like releasing public statements when I'm not educated or I don't do my research, etc. I've had it happen where I did reactively do something and it ended up not being right, right? Mm-hmm. So like I'm always like super careful because anything we say will be broadcasted to thousands of people, right? Mm-hmm. And then some of the comments I got were like, oh, it doesn't take that long to say racism is bad. Like it boils down to just like a black and white.
But imagine you just tweeted racism is bad. You know what I mean?
Do that, but like, mm-hmm. yeah, if I tweeted just like, oh, I felt like it would, for me, it feels cheap to just add, like reactively go like, oh yeah, I better tweet about BLM right now, right? I want to make sure like, yeah, I want to genuinely care about this. I want to educate myself. I want to make sure the message I'm broadcasting is like right because we have a lot of influence over a lot of people out there. And yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on influencers to say something or also not to say anything. Because on one end, you have people saying like, if you're staying silent right now, you're like a big part of the problem. You should be ashamed of yourself. And on the other end, you have like, I saw a streamer tweets like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about BLM because I'm not a clout chaser interested in internet points, which essentially says like, if you ever talk about BLM stuff, that means
you're a clout chaser.
So it's like
streaming has to stop on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, we're all trying to help in our own way. Like why? Everyone's going in, we should be all going in the same direction. Like, I don't understand the people actively going against
it. It's because people want more. Like, I find that a lot of times when I'm, you know, whatever happens in situations like these, like, a lot of people think it's like the social responsibility of an influencer or a streamer to be an activist. And personally, my take is that's never been the case. Like, I don't think there is or should be something. That doesn't mean, however, it doesn't mean that like as a streamer, I can't support a good cause or a cause that I find to be good. So for me, I tell people, you come to my stream, I'm like, I don't think there's a social responsibility for me to support or like to be an activist for this movement, support this movement. However, me as a person, I want to do it because I think what happened is fucked up and I'd like to support them. And of course, part of the ways I did it was talk about it on stream, tweet about it, donate multiple times. And like you said, Lily, when I donated, oh God, I fucking knew it would happen. I donated to small businesses because I was like, you know, who do I want to donate to? Okay, I'm going to donate to small businesses in the LA area. One in the LA area, one not.
I want to give some context to Scar's thing because that morning we were getting breakfast and Scar came in and he's like, Toes, I want to do something. I want to donate to small businesses because... You know, I feel like he feels like small businesses who got, you know, their stuff messed up, their store looted, some of them don't have insurance, and it's like they are unfortunately just a casualty in all of this, right? And Scar wanted to help them. And it seems so simple, right? Just donate money and that would be the end of it. But we start having this conversation and I just asked him, okay, is the store owners black? Which is like a question you shouldn't have to ask, but I'm not asking it because, you know, oh, you should donate to black people only or not non-black people only. But I knew because like if he donated, that's what people will flame him for. Like, are they black though?
So you know, what's because of that conversation, yeah. I had to change I impacted how I donated. Yeah. I was gonna donate to one business. I decided to donate to two. I donated to one in LA, one toward, it was another location. It's like Minneapolis or another location. I made sure that one of them was a black-owned business and one was not. That way I covered both sides. I felt like that had the reason that I had to do this was so stupid because I was like, I just want to donate. But I was like, you know what? I'll put in the extra effort so that like, you know, people will see, like, I care about, like, what I'm donating about. Like, I'm putting in the research and, like, it matters. And the responses were still like, oh, so you only care about black businesses. And I'm just like, bitch, look at what I donated to.
That's a meme or not?
No, it's not a meme. That's the thing. It's not a meme.
I mean, is it not a little bit odd for people to even question that? Like, in the sense that had you wanted to specifically support black owned businesses, is that really that bad of a thing anyways?
No, but I just, to me, I was like, I don't want to have the drama attached to it. And I was like, you're still supporting a good cause. I'll do it this way just to be sure. And both Lily and Toast have my back on that tweet.
Honestly, what I'm getting from this is people will complain about anything. It's going to happen. It is what it is. We are content creators. No matter what we do, right? Yeah. So I think the best thing to do is still help because we want to, regardless of people complaining, because that's always going to happen, right? It's never going to change. There's no point trying to change it, I think.
From a pragmatic point of view, the best thing to do, like, if you don't want to mess anything up, is to literally stay silent. And that's just the reality of the internet, where it's like, because, like, if you say something, you're going to piss someone off. And, like, if you don't do it correctly, you're going to piss more people off. And there are, I will say, there are some people who are taking advantage of it. And I've seen two, like, clips on Reddit of Instagram model influencers with, like, 20K followers each. Just, you know, hot, skinny influencer girl trying to make it big as a model. And, like, people are filming them. There was one who just drove up to the sidewalk, and like in front there was some there was a shop that got, you know, vandalized, and I mean, it's all boarded up, it's all clean now. So she comes out of the car with a power tool, stand next to it, smile for the camera, like she's patching up the store, checks the picture, gets back in the car, and then just drove off.
The other one, the funniest thing about that clip, at the end, as she's driving off, she like handed the tool back to the worker. She drives off and she goes, "Good job, guys. Keep it up. Black Lives Matter." Bye.
Oh my God.
It's so cringy. As if like pretending and then exclaiming, "Black Lives Matter is doing anything."
There was also the streamer who was streaming and he was like, "Hey, flip that truck over."
Yeah.
And then people who were like peacefully protesting, by the way, were like, "Did you flip that truck over?" And he's like, "No, no, no, I'm sorry." And then they start like ganging up on him because he was trying to instigate something.
Yeah, they're like, "This guy told me to flip the truck and he has a camera."
And he started like booking it. And I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious.
And there was another one where the girl has a sign and there was a protest. It was just a peaceful marching protest. She just like joined the crowd, put the sign up, took the picture, and then just left instantly. And in both these cases, people found out their Instagram handle and just flamed the shit out of them. And like, it does really give a bad name to like everything. Cause like when people see that, they're like, "Oh, and all influencers like that." And like the word influencer has such a negative connotation to it. I hate it when people call me an influencer now.
Like, I don't like the connotation behind it because sometimes it colors how they view you, like before you even do anything. Like,
it sounds like a very disingenuous term.
Yeah, it's like influencing.
Like inherently disingenuous.
It's the term companies came up for to like describe what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, like
because
sometimes
people aren't content creators. They don't make content. They really do just like have a reach. Mm-hmm. And the way to word that, I guess, is saying they have influence.
It's wild that I prefer like streamer or a guy who makes videos than like.
Honestly, I say I just say streamer. You know, like it's easy to explain, or YouTuber even. I don't know.
Yeah. YouTuber is okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of YouTuber, have you seen Logan Paul's video?
Was it Logan or Jake? It was Logan, right? Who I think it was Logan who he went to the mall. That was being
That was Jake,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Logan actually spoke out about Black Lives Matter in a very proper manner. Yeah,
actually
really good.
I
was impressed.
I clapped and stuff. I'm like, whoa, that's really good. Like he acknowledges his like privilege and he speaks out against it. And it's like, okay, wow.
Impressed.
Impressed.
Okay. So it was Jake Paul.
They swapped spots.
Yeah, he Instagram stored himself at a mall that was being looted.
Right?
Yeah, Jake looted, and one of his friends or something like took a bottle of vodka from PF Chang's and like handed it to him, and it's just kind of left a bad taste in people's mouth because obviously the Logan brothers are very controversial for what they do, but apparently Jake also got in trouble because, like, since he was filmed on the mall, he was technically trespassing. So there's some legal issue there, but yeah.
At least he was charged, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And also, sorry, I don't mean to be a little gossip, Andy, but I think it goes to push our whole influencer angle. Jake also did this thing where after all of that happened, he came out with a video talking about it, and he attached a fundraiser to the video. However, this fundraiser was actually created by another YouTuber who had raised $32,000. So Jake attached this person's fundraiser, and 20 minutes after posting the video, someone tweeted him and they're like, oh my God, like, you raised $32,000 in 20 minutes. Uh-huh. And he quote retweeted it and he was like, with everyone's help, when all of that money was raised by someone else and he had just attached the name to his video. Jesus. So I think what I'm trying to say is it's so clear. I mean, to me, it feels like very much a PR move. People telling him, attach this to this. He has no actual idea. One, it wasn't his fundraiser, how much he is actively raising or his community is raising. And it, again, feels like reactive activism. I think that's what Lily called it. Or at least like slightly disingenuous. And I think it's good to want to align yourself with something that you perhaps believe in. But if you're going to broadcast that publicly, do try to be informed. Otherwise, you might end up looking like a dumbass.
Influencers, you know, we have influence. We could use it for good.
When I first heard about like Black Lives Matter and like the word privilege got brought up a lot. They're just like, oh, you know, you wouldn't know this type of privilege because you weren't like, you wouldn't grow up Black. You didn't understand racism from the ground up, culturally, any way, shape, or form. And like, I agree with that statement, right? And on top of that, I feel very privileged to be in the position that I'm at. And I feel like maybe a lot of you guys agree, right?
Like, we're super privileged.
Absolutely.
We're in such a good position, especially during like probably one of the biggest, you know, crises ever in terms of a global pandemic. It's like, hey, we're chilling. And like, we can still do what we do. And for me, my viewership went up. So like, it's a positive thing for me. It's like, boy, do I fucking understand that I'm in a good ass position, you know? Mm-hmm. I think like it's just such a interesting word to hear a lot, and like to have people say that like, hey, like you're a privileged position, you're not, and like I think about that all the time. I think like I am blessed to be where I am at right now. Even before the Black Lives Matter movement, I always think like, you know, this is probably one of the best moments of my life, like entire life. And I'm like, I want to take advantage of it and make sure that like I'm doing the best that I can, whether that is in my professional life or in like my personal interests, or even in like maybe what is this, political interests. I guess like whatever movement I want to show support of, I want to say like, yeah, you know, I'm doing something that I want to be doing and I feel good about it.
Yeah. We are just, at the end of the day, content creators who play games for a living. Don't look to us to educate you on the effects of systematic racism, because you shouldn't be getting that from us. Like, we're talking about, like it seems kind of superficial to talk about. It's like, wow, Jake Paul did this, or like influenced this, or model that kind of deal. But at the end of the day, like, that's what we know. It's not the core issue, but it's the one we can talk about, and we can like point you guys to like, hey, there are a lot of messed up things going on. Like, there's a list of names of like victims of like systematic racism and like police brutality. Like, there was one I had to Google. It's like, because I heard the names Eric Garner before and George Floyd. I had to Google Breonna Taylor, which was like, and when I read that, I'm like, wait, this is really messed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's like how it affected me.
Bunch of names.
Yeah.
Did you guys know Eric Garner? His dying words were also "I can't breathe."
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
So it's like history repeats itself.
Yeah. I want to ask you guys, like, what made you guys wanna tweet something or say something or like talk about? Because when stuff like this happened, we always don't don't know, like, should we or when? And it's usually something that convinces us. It's like, you know what? This is where I need to say something.
It's just, it feels like we're going through a historical moment that like, we have to get involved. Like, this affects all of us. And I don't know. I cared. Like, I wanted to help reading up and researching and everything. So that's why I tweeted. I don't know if my one fucking tweet's gonna like help all, right? Like, that's how I feel. Like, I don't know, but I just did it anyway.
Yeah. For me, there was three things. One was you guys, because out of the four of us, I tweet last. And seeing you guys do it, it's like, you know, my friends are doing it. And, you know, I know them, I trust them. I want to do right by them. And also, my assistant, Cherry, that I hire, you know, she messaged me saying, hey, Toast, you know, I think it would be great if you could say something. No pressure, though. Just know that whatever you do, I'll support you. And it's like, it just reminded me that people respect me and I have their respect. And I don't want to let them down. The other one was like, looking at Ninja's Twitter. Because I'm like,
I was impressed.
Ninja wouldn't say anything. He's a Fortnite kitty panderer. He'll take the PR move. So I'm like, all right, what did Ninja say? I bet he didn't say anything. And he was like, he was going hard on it. Yeah. It's like, this is injustice.
It's like an example of like how influencers can influence people with their tweets or messages. Mm-hmm. Encourage other people. Hey, this is serious. Start caring.
You know what didn't help? People who said, Toes, you're a piece of shit for not using your platform. Why are you staying silent, you coward?
Dude.
It's like, that's not helping the situation. But like seeing other people like take a stand and say, like, lead the way, like lead by example. Like, that made me want to, like, you know what?
I'll read it right. Right. The morning. You want to go? Okay. I feel like we got a lot. Okay. The morning that this was starting to get popular, I think it was a Friday, Saturday. I remember walking upstairs and Poki was coming downstairs. And I told her, I don't want to tweet about this. I literally told her to her face, I don't want to do it. And the reason is because I woke up that morning and someone in my DMs messaged me saying that, like, it my responsibility to tweet something about this, and they think less of me as a person that I did not. And I was so fucking mad that that's what I woke up to. I was so pissed. I was just ranting with Poki. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And after that position, I cooled down a little bit. After my stream, I looked to see what my friends were doing. That, and then the next day, I had a tweet from Marquez Brownlee. He is a humongous black tech reviewer. He's
so cool.
He is huge. Like, he is
tweeted
just,
you?
No. He made a tweet which was like just his text about the matter. And
a tweet.
It was much like made me not only understand the issue from a creator standpoint, but also align very well with what I believe in as a person. Mm-hmm. After reading his tweet, I was like, I'm down. I can support this. Mm-hmm. You know, even if like everything that I do only moves, like, you know, he says moving the needle, you know, he moves the needle a little bit. I'm just like, you know what? A little bit may matter, you know, and because of him and because of like you guys, I was like, I'll do it. And that's what caused me to tweet the day after. But without him and without like kind of researching it and then kind of seeing what you guys did, like it was an influencer that influenced me to pay more attention and do my own research and do what I did.
That's actually pretty cool. Like, yeah, no, that's cool.
I think for me, one of the things, well, recently I watched 13th and I highly recommend that movie. It's so good. I think a lot of the things that I've read, the articles I've read, the things that I've seen, whether it's videos or films, are so interesting. And just having an opportunity to become more educated on this topic just really motivates you to want to do something about it, especially when you're in a position where you do have some ability to influence others and spark more change. And I think the other thing was, I feel like there's still like quite, like there's still some racism within the gaming community. And I felt like this would be such a good opportunity for me to very clearly state that this is something that I am against. Because I'm sure that there are people that follow me and have either racist tendencies or thoughts or are on that spectrum of things. And I just wanted to make it clear that I don't want to affiliate with that sort of thing or encourage it by not saying anything. Yeah. And I feel like it's, I mean, sometimes it might come off weird to just say it randomly. Or people will be all SJW on you. But if there is an opportunity to really state my opinion like this, then I would want to take it.
Yeah. I was like kind of going against you for saying, like, basically saying, you know, we don't condone racism. Do you really want them as
exactly? Yeah. I feel like it's like filtering my fan base in a way that I would like to.
Yeah. There is a lot of like racism in gaming, and I think a lot of it isn't like just pure racism, as in like, oh, they hate black people, but more like it's the edgy thing to do. The biggest example recently, there was a Dr. K, who's a streamer on Twitch, who's a psychiatrist. He was interviewing five black streamers. And one of the things they said that always made them feel more excluded was the usage of the try-hard mode, which is a black person.
And like, I feel like that should...
They said like it's fun when they're enjoying a streamer, and then they're like, haha, they see something black, it's like, try hard in the chat, boys. And like, it always made them like, this black person said, it always made them feel like singled out. And it is something that happens a lot within certain streamers. And like, I know I've kind of like leaned into it every now and then. It's called race baiting, I think they call it, where it's like you just bait people to point out the someone of color. Like, and it happens on every stream, like on LCS stream, like when Afromoo shows up, you know, he's a black player. You see some people just start spamming like try hard. And like some streamers encourage it, saying like try hard in the chat. And it's just kind of the way the scene is. And luckily now, like, people are more aware, and like me as a person, I think there's always room for, like, I like racial humor, and I also been more aware of like where, like, what is funny and proper, what is just like lowbrow. Like when we unpacked them, we got sent Yoshis, right, from Mario,
and green Yoshi. This.
And there was white Yoshi, which I've never seen. It's like, wow, white Yoshi, that's so cool. And there was a black Yoshi. It's like, wow, this black Yoshi is equally cool as this white Yoshi. Which for me, like, even looking back on it now, I feel like that's just, I think that is funny. And not like, like, maybe this offends people, but it's more of a commentary about like equality with black and white. It's like, but I'm attributing to a fictional dinosaur. But I would avoid stuff like,
it's a good, like,
satire.
You're almost making fun of racism, and at least that's the way that I take that joke.
But compared to like, let's say there was just black Yoshi, and I was like, yo, black Yoshi, what up, dog? Like, that's just, for me, feels a little
seven in the chat.
Yeah,
you know, that's actually something, especially because I started streaming when I was 17, and I'm not the most eloquent person, especially when it comes to political topics. And I remember getting like really annoyed when my chat would just like randomly spam tryhard seven, whether it was because there was a person of color on the stream or just because they thought it was like a funny emote to spam. I just felt like it was such a like racially loaded thing to do that it really bothered me. But then when people would be like, oh, why are you bothered? Do you have like a problem with this emote, you know? And I just had such a hard time explaining myself that it was difficult to really express why the fact that they were doing it bothered me. But
I could finish your same.
I was gonna say, like, I'm glad that sort of behavior is further being brought to light, So even if you're just like trying to be a part of the group or trying to be funny, you you can understand how there are better ways to do that.
I feel like, again, there's always room for improvement. You can reflect and realize like, oh, yo, what I did was, you know, not right.
Immature.
You know. Yeah, sometimes you don't have bad intentions, but there can be a bad byproduct like, of what's
always like trying to improve yourself.
One of the things that like I really like about that is like people, you always want to try to push people toward improving themselves. It's like being able to like really fucking mad that someone didn't support the thing that you did. It's like understandable, but like in the end, it doesn't result into the thing that you want. Because you want humans to kind of improve and learn over time. Like that's the goal. Like everyone should want to be a better person. And if you're going to like kind of like lash out and just like hate this guy, and you're not going to get the result that you want, which is like maybe they change their mind. You know, and like for me, I was so against the issue of like immediately because I woke up and I saw this, I was really fucking mad without doing any research.
That guy pressuring me,
yeah, exactly. And like it really had to like rethink about like that and be like, okay, I should really take a look at this for me to get to that point. But like, yeah, we should try to encourage people if they don't see the side that you want, try to encourage them to in ways that do promote that. In ways that aren't just like, you're a fucking dick, I lose respect for you, fuck you.
I think that's a great point. Lashing out against people, especially in a moment where they haven't done anything, typically doesn't result in them becoming a better person or having any motivation to try to see your side of things or learn about where you're coming from.
If anything, if they do change, if they do something, it would be out of like,
it would be disingenuous.
More, I think, like it would be kind of like, I don't want to say fake, but if you're just doing something, oh, I don't want to make that person mad, so I'm gonna do it, right? Is it that genuine at that point? I don't think so.
Like if you, this movement is about like kind of culture, like cultural change and like personal change within people, and like, you know, if that's what you're trying to preach, like you're going against that by trying to like hard force your ideas onto people, enforcing
them to be informed, not pretend to be informed.
Yeah, like because like I feel like that makes it so that people change a lot more over time than just forcing them to do it. You're gonna get some short-term benefit for sure.
You want people like this like long-term. You want them to like care, and like you want them to continue to care, not just stop when this, you know, the tweets have died down, the hashtag is faded into obscurity. You want people to care long-term, and that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys have any black friends?
Oh, yikes. What?
Do you guys have any black friends?
I mean, we all know Myth. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Like, very close to, I talk to on a daily basis, black friends, or I know I have friends.
No, friends.
Who are black.
I have friends.
I have friends who are black.
Yeah. For me, I don't No, I don't have a lot of black friends, unfortunately. Unfortunately, not that there's a luckiness aspect of it, but more just like haven't had a chance to interact with a lot of them. But like, it definitely, like when you hear like people do something racist and they always say something like, "Oh, it's okay, I got a black friend. My best friend is black." Like, it feels like it gives them a reason to be racist. But for me, it's like one of my mods is black, and like, ever since I modded her and like she's more prevalent in the community, I definitely like give more thought to my like racial humor at times. Aww. Because like it's like, shit, this is gonna come off as insensitive. So it does kind of ground me a little bit to see like how my words and action might alienate people. Like I still make my jokes, but it definitely helps give me like, hey, you know, what I say and what I do is affecting someone I know personally. Another thing was when deciding whether or not to tweet, we have a streamer in our social circle who's black called Sydney, right? Yeah, and she shared a tweet, from a text message from her mother saying like, if the cops ever pull you over, don't argue with them, put your hands down, like be like, just like be the most compliant person in the world, and like, and she ends with, I love you. And it reminded me of what my mom says to me when it's like, when Corona was starting, it's like, hey, don't go out, clean your hands, wear gloves, wear a mask, I love you. But like, she's like, my mom's talking about a global pandemic, a disease that will kill you. And like, her mom was talking about like the police. But they're talking about it in the same way. And it's like, it's crazy that, you know, it gave me such context. Like, is this how Black people like
live their lives?
Yeah. And it's like, wow, it's really eye opening.
Also, I also try to reach out to more people. So like, there's like, there's a viewer of mine who's Black, right? And he messaged me privately saying like, hey, it really means so much that you actually, I'm gonna cry. Fuck! That you actually care about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about it later. I'll talk about it later. I'm gonna drink water.
It means so much more, and it impacts you so much more once you put so many faces to the movement and the issues. And I also think that's why I love so many films that touch on this topic. Because when you see the faces of these people, and sometimes kids who have to go through, whether it's police brutality or any other form of racism, It makes you want to do something about it.
Yeah.
And dude, it's something that you can't really forget. And it just makes you a more conscious human being, you know, or a more considerate human being.
Man, the kind of videos coming out of these protests and like some of the police brutality videos.
I'm so grateful for technology. I feel like, or at least I hope that it will allow us to like, go through these like civil rights movements hopefully at a more rapid rate, because instead of it just being, oh, I knew someone whom this happened to, like you can see it happen firsthand, and that moves people enough to make them want to do something about it.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting when you see
how many
stuff.
Videos are there out there. There's it's
so many.
I haven't even watched all of them. I was like trying to get through them. I'm like, oh, this is the 200th one. Okay.
And to anyone that may be afraid to watch, because I'm kind of like that, like I don't like to watch anything like gore or pain related on video. I just can't really. I actually recommend that you do, because once I did, it made a very lasting impression on me. And I think it helps you better understand as well.
Whether you watch it or not, it is happening. It's frequently happening, and that's a problem.
Mm.
So might as well just stay informed. I mean, obviously you don't have to watch it, but it's there.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there, way more than you would expect if you weren't wanted to be like, you know, informed.
Yeah, and if you feel like your mind is made up, well, then it doesn't hurt. Or if you feel like you're in the right wherever you are in terms of your opinion, it doesn't hurt to become more informed.
Yeah, some of the videos, man, it's like, it's almost ironic. It's like people are protesting against police brutality, so the police respond by being even more brutal.
It's crazy. I remember, what was it, the homeless guy that got forced into the pavement? That one was. That one was brutal.
Hasn't Trump been tweeting about that guy?
He tweeted about another guy. There was one who got pushed over by the police. And he fell backwards, and hit his head. And the blood starts coming out his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And the police are just stepping over him, like 30 cops. And then the people who checked on him was like the army, like people in like army gear. And like just checking on, is he okay? And like, I wonder, like, do those army guys like, holy shit, what's wrong with these cops, man? Because it's like, yeah, he might be faking it sometimes, but it's like, you can't fake blood coming out of your head. At that point, it's like, okay, look, he's clearly like severely injured. I don't care like what's happening. You have to stop and check on him. But they were just stepping over him. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But
I'd just like to add one more thing, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Obama wrote a really, really great blog post. And I would just like to reiterate some of the points from it, which is that if you really care about that sort this sort of thing, especially if you live in the US, especially if you are of age to vote, please remember not only to vote in the presidential campaign or races, but also on a local and state level. That's how you can have the most real life impact on who runs your police departments, how much they are funded, how they are structured. Please, please, please look into wherever you are, whatever state or city you live in, look into who you want to support, and please do go out and try to, because young voters have the smallest percentage of turnout. And as great as it is to see all this online activism and spreading awareness, let's also put our money where our mouth is and go out there and exercise our right to vote.
Yeah. Every time we talk about politics in the House, Pokey would be like, but did you vote though?
Like, I ask everybody all the time because I have like secondhand like unable to vote-ness. I'm Canadian and I only have a visa, so I don't think I can vote. We're not really allowed to unless we get residency or we become a citizen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I always ask everyone else, you guys can vote. So did you use my vote? Can you go use, use your vote for me?
Dude, I'm just saying with Trump, how he is right now, I'm down to move to Canada. I'm just getting I'm the down fuck to, out.
Yo, if he gets reelected, can we go to Canada?
I'm not even
kidding. Come on!
I'd be down to, yeah, to spend some months, you know, outside the country.
All right. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, so. Anyway, we said we're going to touch on it, but it's 47 minutes in.
Podcast.
Yeah, I think this whole event will, like, it's going to be, it should leave a lasting impression on people. Like, it might not be like huge change, people aren't going to change overnight, or like but it definitely will have like small impacts in how we interact with people, how we like enable people, and like how we should be more like, if we see something or we find ourselves doing something where it might alienate people and make them feel more exclusionary, we should definitely hopefully we can remember these lessons and like, hey, it's like, hey, you know, haha, but come on, man, kind of deal.
Oh, no, I mean,
people
we can.
People get mad when our podcasts are under an hour?
Do they?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't think we should care about that. Like, if we're comfortable ending where we are, we should just do it. Like, for me, it's like, I think we talked about a lot of topics that, like, we wanted to cover. And, like, I don't know. Like, I've been kind of thinking about how to talk about the subject matter more. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I was able to bring it up here, because, like, just randomly going on a tangent on my stream, be like, all right, guys, I'm switching to just chatting. Fuck you guys. I don't want to play TFT. Let's talk about Black people. It's, like, a little bit different than me being able to, like, talk with you guys, like, and, like, kind of talk over the same subject matter, and you guys understand. You're all in the same
position. I also like that this is a bit, like, immortalized, because it'll be, you know, a video posted, and I feel like it'll reach even more people than I usually would on one stream, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, and again, guys, you know, we're just content creators. If you want, like, real, like, opinions of people who are, you know, deeply integrated, you know, there are better things
and
to look for.
More knowledgeable. We'll put some links down below.
Yeah. All we could do is point you guys to where the info is.
My favorite site is blacklivesmatters.car.co. I'm going to put the description. Excellent for all the petitions you can do, people you can call or text, donate, resources.
If you like watching content, us stream videos, I highly recommend some good documentaries or movies, like I think one is called The Hate U Give. Yeah. There's a lot of really enjoyable movies. So you have a good time and also educate yourself at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that'll do it for us today. Thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all to the people here. You know, it's a touchy subject, but, you know, we did it. And
I just look at our subject.
Happy and healthy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
look at our topic list. There's like 10 topics, and it's like, we just got one. And you know what? That's okay.
Even now, I'm thinking about like, yeah, the title. It's like, good luck to whoever has the title. This.
it's just easy, honestly. There's only three words.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone. stay safe out there, and see you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Yep.